The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You missed the first hour. Pretty sportsy. Hit on the Astros quite a bit. Hit on the basketball. A little touch of hockey thrown in and some Texans there at the end with a brief diversion into music. All available on podcastarena.com. Lots more good stuff coming. Just jump right in. And we had yet another no bleep headline. We mentioned that Juan Adams is facing Greg Hardy in San Antonio. So I know he's picked up a lot of fans from the show here, and look forward to betting on him. So 713-780-3776.
It looks like Juwan Howard is official to Michigan, joining Patrick Ewing, who coaches Georgetown, Penny Hardaway coaching Memphis. Chris Mullen for a while.
Yeah, that one
his alma mater. That one didn't work out, but that's the thing now, I guess, is guys going back and coaching their alma maters.
A lot about Penny Hardaway is he's recruiting like a fiend.
He really is. Now, the recruiting class that Penny Hardaway's put together, I still don't know if Penny Hardaway can coach, but he can damn sure recruit, or he's got a good way of cheating. But if that class was going to Duke, everybody would be saying, oh, just give up on everything. Duke's going to win next year. Or Kentucky.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
But they're going to Memphis. So people aren't as quick to buy in. But I got a feeling Memphis is going to be scary next year.
That could be a very interesting conference.
Yeah.
If they get to that level. I know UCF is losing some guys, but that was an interesting team. Cincinnati. They need UConn to get good again.
Yeah.
And
Temple.
And Temple. But yeah, with UH, they're going to have some tough competition in that conference next year. And it'll be interesting to see if it works out, because it's always, it's one thing to recruit those guys. It's another thing to develop them and to win. And we know that you can do that if you're John Calipari. We know you can do that if you're Coach K. It's like, can you do that if you're Penny Hardaway?
Yeah.
To find out. And I think, I just don't know if Juwan Howard can coach.
I mean, it's tough to tell. I know, like I said, I've heard that he's been one of the best assistant coaches in the NBA for some time. I've heard nothing but positive things about him. Does that translate to be able to go straight to Michigan and head up a program that's, been to multiple Final Fours in the last several years? And, there's high expectations there.
Yeah, and he should be able to recruit, but you're already through this cycle. So, timing-wise, maybe not the best, but I'll be curious to see how he does. It's one of those things that can work out for you, or it can go Clyde Drexler on you.
Yep.
So, you're not a big John Wick guy, are you?
I've never watched a single minute of it.
I enjoy it mainly because it's like a video game, the way I'm not a big Keanu Reeves guy, but I think the character's pretty cool. They've already lined up. It's turning into the next Fast and Furious. They've already lined up a release for John Wick 4 next year.
Okay.
Apparently, this one's even better than the first two, which I enjoyed. So I might go see that this weekend. Well, I usually, unless it was in-game, I kind of want to go see that again, too.
Okay.
I haven't.
It's too long.
I don't think it's too long.
Lamont says, AJ, how are you high on Memphis? You don't follow high school crap. I really don't. I'm just saying, from what I've seen, I'm trusting that these recruiting services are right. They're basically picking who they want, and those guys are all wanting to go to Memphis. I mean, and it's not like we're talking the Anthony Davis recruiting class that went to Kentucky,
right.
But I'm saying there's a lot of top rated guys that are headed to Memphis. So it's maybe not to the level of those Kentucky and Duke teams, but for a non-power conference school, if you want to call it that, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, I
at least, and again, that's just according to rankings.
Yeah,
it could be just like I say about college football rankings. They don't mean anything until they play. But I mean, if you get all the five stars, you won the recruiting thing, right? Isn't that's
yeah
the
yeah? Well, it depends. If you get five star guys who play the small forward position, maybe you don't really win. You do need balance.
Yeah.
But it looks like they got everything they needed with this class. And they had a couple of pretty good players last year. So I'm interested to see what happens. And I'm interested to see if Penny Hardaway can really catch, really coach.
Joe says got engaged in Brazil last week. Any advice? No.
Good luck.
Thoughts and prayers. Is there any value in Memphis to win the tourney? I mean...
I'm going to guess probably not, because I'm sure that these guys are going to be factored into the odds.
Yeah.
And let's see you do something first, too.
Again, we don't know if Penny Hardaway can coach. I watched him a few games last year, and I was like, this team is so poorly coached. But,
you know, Kelvin Sampson pulled his pants down a couple times.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Crystal said, I know Rest talked about last night's game, but let's go Blues. She didn't make it to work on Tuesday. Didn't know that she was a Blues fan in addition to being a Cowboys fan. So I'm rooting for you guys.
I'm rooting for team don't care.
Well, you're rooting for... Well, I don't know. Are you rooting for a long series or a short series?
Well, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Well, as a program director who has the Stanley Cup...
I mean, if people are interested in it, I hope it goes a lot of games.
Well, I'm just hoping for... I'd like it to go seven games with all one goal games. That'd be pretty badass.
Okay.
Because then people would kind of get interested in the end.
Yeah.
So, and Deacon said also look for the Shockers to bounce back as well. Yeah. I could see that. So,
it's got the potential to be a really good conference.
Yeah.
Well, for basketball. Football, I don't know if it'll ever be like a great football conference, but.
Still better than, it's better than all the non-power fives.
Yeah, but the gap is pretty massive. When I say I feel like it's got potential to be a really good college, but I'm talking about it's got the potential to be, you know, interchangeable with several of these quote unquote power conferences.
Well, I think it was better than the Pac-12 last year.
It was definitely better than the Pac-12 last year.
Yeah.
For sure it was.
But
and I'm talking like I would have matched them up team to team, and I would have taken those AAC teams. In football, I don't know if I could do that. Even you know, with the Pac-12 being down in football,
the problem is for them to get there. Like Memphis has been a pretty good team the last couple of years. UCF's been a really good team. UH has been down. You need all three of those guys to be beating Power Five schools.
Yeah,
and if you do that, then you can start looking at it. But there's also some teams at the bottom that have just been pretty much useless.
Have been UConn-y.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, UConn's terrible. You know, Tulsa used to be good, but they're not much anymore.
Tulane.
Yeah, there's just too many teams there at the bottom of the conference that have been easy pickings. And I do think the middle is okay, but you know, they need three teams to be in the top 15 type teams where UCF is winning games against teams other than Pitt.
Yeah.
And Houston's beating Oklahoma and Washington State. They need those kind of wins from more than one team.
Yeah.
And the last 3 years, last few years, it's been one team doing it, whether it was UH or now UCF. And UCF wasn't beating those teams because they weren't playing them. But I think, and also I'm pretty sure they've spent more money on basketball facilities in that conference.
I'm pretty sure they have too, yeah. So. Well, you know what? They get maybe some extra testosterone would help their football programs.
I don't think that's legal.
Well, what if they just get to their natural levels? How about that? What if
legal.
It's prescribed?
That's perfectly legal.
Yeah, because that can happen. And they can do that at the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers. It is a premier comprehensive urology practice if your testosterone levels are low, it can cause a lot of problems. It can cause you to be sluggish, cause you to be in a bad mood. It can cause you to not be in the mood when the time comes. You don't want that. And if you're experiencing symptoms of low testosterone, it's well worth booking a quick appointment at the Y Factor presented by Man Centers. It's highly treatable, and they're going to help regain your natural testosterone production. You don't have to go through the shots. You don't have to go in for the weekly appointment. You know you got too much going on as it is. And that synthetic stuff can damage fertility and even cause shrinkage. Gross. Three locations of the Y Factor presented by Man Centers. Houston, Katy Freeway and Campbell here in the Memorial area. They've got one off 249 in Northwest Houston and down south in Webster. They're now booking appointments on Saturdays, so there's no more excuses, guys. Those appointments fill up quickly. Call today, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. I don't know if you saw this. We're going to talk a lot of minor league baseball, but Monday, the Class 3A Reno Aces had one player hit for the cycle.
That's pretty good.
And they had another player hit four home runs in the same game. So it's probably two of the hardest things to do.
Yeah.
To get a cycle and four home runs. Center fielder Matt, I can't pronounce his name, S-C-Z-Z-U-R, was only the fourth player in team history to hit for the cycle, but designated hitter Yasmani Tomas hit four home runs.
Damn. Who gets more love in the postgame press conference?
That's an interesting question. Interesting question.
Interesting question.
Which one do you think's harder? I'm going to go with four home runs.
I think four home runs, too.
Yeah. Final score, Reno 25, Tacoma 8.
Jeez.
But, yeah, just a little accomplishment there for you. Kurt Warner, who works for NFL Network, gave out his top five quarterbacks entering the 2019 season.
All right.
Would you like to hear who he picked? Well, first off, I don't know if you saw this earlier, but NFL Network didn't even have Montana in their top 10 all-time quarterbacks.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And, yeah, so here's where they went. Drew Brees.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Andrew Luck.
Okay, Patrick, number two?
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield, Dak Prescott.
I've got major disagreement, I think.
Hey, no Tom Brady. So.
You betting that Dak Prescott's going to be better than Tom Brady next year? I don't think I can.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott better than Deshaun Watson?
No. No.
Baker Mayfield better than Deshaun Watson? What about Phillip Rivers? He's still chucking along.
Yeah. Brady not making
Russell Wilson?
Yeah. I'm just saying Kurt Warner, Hall of Fame quarterback.
What's Kurt Warner know?
Weird week for the NFL Network. Lenny John says the guy that hit the four home runs did it on four pitches.
Oh, that's the best then.
Yeah. That makes it even better.
Yeah.
I was going to take the four home runs regardless, but that's pretty good. He says Clowney not expected to report until September. Not really shocked by that. If they don't get a deal done, he's going to sit until the start of the season.
Yep.
So Mayfield better than Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he kind of was last year.
He was last year. He's better than I thought he was going to be, but I need to see more of Baker Mayfield before I start anointing this guy. I do think Rodgers, I feel like Rodgers is declining.
I do too.
And I think there's a down arrow next to him, but I don't know what the arrow is next to Baker yet. Because I'll give him credit for one thing. What usually happens with young quarterbacks when they come out flinging and looking great, and accomplishing stuff early, when they get punched in the mouth, then they fold up pretty well. Texans punched him in the mouth in the first half of that game.
Yeah.
And totally took away things that he had been doing. You know what? He bounced back a little bit in that game, and he bounced back after that. So that's a good sign. Because once teams figure you out, they're going to start throwing different things at you, and you have to adjust. And sometimes it's a little more gradual. And if you watched Deshaun last year, it was, you know, he had some issues early. Now, I still think the injury was a little bit of a factor. But as the season went on, you could see that teams had done things to stop him, and he was slowly adjusting to them. And that's why I look for him to have a really good year. So we asked, what are the odds Clowney's traded? I would trade the guy, but I think you missed.
I don't think it'll happen.
I think you missed your window.
I do too. I think that time's come and gone.
I think before the draft, you could have gotten a nice package for him. And,
package.
You know, don't like talking about people's packages. Shall I rephrase, Your Honor? I think you could have gotten a really nice return.
Okay, I'll take that.
Is that better than package?
Keith says, where do you like to bet on MMA? I've never done it before, but want to get on that Hardy fight. What I've found is that Five Dimes and Pinnacle, if you have access to either of those, typically have the best MMA prices.
And my bookie takes bets on them, too. So if you're already on my
bookie, almost any book will take bets on them. I mean, if your book doesn't take combat sports bets, you should find a new book.
Exactly. Can I tell you how crazy some of these Blues fans were last night? Apparently, there were tornado warnings all over the place.
They didn't care?
And they didn't care. All right. And hey, listen, I enjoy crazy fan to an extent. Here's one. My dad drove home in a tornado warning. Now, keep in mind, these tornadoes they get up there, they're not the little rib ticklers we get here. These are serious tornadoes. So your tornado warning. Stopped and picked up a sandwich, drove to my street while there was a rotation on it because he wanted to watch the Blues game. And another tweet. Yes, I know there's a tornado warning. Now, please take the message off my TV so I can keep watching the Blues game. My dad texted me that the power is out at home because of a tornado, so my parents went to a Mexican restaurant to watch the Blues game tonight.
Yeah. It's loyalty.
Somebody said, I love the Midwest. Tornado sirens are going off, and all we care about is the Blues game.
That's it.
Listen, I'm happy you guys got there, and I get being into it. I am not risking my life for one game. I'm sorry.
I mean, I can't lie. I went to a beer share the first night of Hurricane Harvey to watch McGregor Mayweather.
That wasn't smart.
No, it was super dumb, but I made it home.
Yeah.
It happens.
Okay.
We don't make poor choices.
Let me. Warner's thing. They had the wrong list on Warner. Here's what it is. This is a little more reasonable. Brady 1, Breeze 2, Mahomes 3, Rodgers 4, Roethlisberger 5. Still not
great.
That's
reasonable. I still not great. No luck is surprising to
me. Yeah, I would have. I think luck's probably surpassed Roethlisberger at this point and Rodgers. And I think Russell Wilson belongs on that list. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to make of Mahomes. I mean, he was brilliant last year. Is he going to be that brilliant again?
I don't know. So it's tough to say. The weapons are down.
Yeah, so we got a message from Bryce. Thanks for letting me know that. That wasn't correct. So the story was wrong. Okay, great. Wonderful. Somebody says, two guys on the planet think that Watson is better than Mayfield, and someone gave those two guys a sports talk show. Priceless.
No, I'm not saying he's better. I'm just saying that I don't think it's a slam dunk that Mayfield's better.
And I hate to break it to you, 574, but there's more than two people who think that. And there's a lot of people who doubt Baker Mayfield. Go listen to Colin Cowherd's show about Baker Mayfield. Dickweed.
He's getting paid a lot more money to say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
But by the way. Baker Mayfield went 6-7 last year.
Yeah. Let's hold off.
Oh my God. The God of football. 6-7 he went. Wow. How dare you question him? 6-7, which by the way, for the Browns, that's really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was still 6-7. Stop it. You know, none of you guys don't know what Baker Mayfield is
yet. No.
I don't even know what Deshaun Watson is yet. There's no way you can know what Baker Mayfield is after 13 games. Come on.
Yeah. Well, Somebody should give you a sports talk show. 574. Where is that even?
I don't know.
It's got to be someplace stupid.
That seems...
Where there's a lot of dumb.
Okay. Let's see. 574, Eric. Oh, South Bend, Indiana.
Oh, yeah. Then now we know why he's a dumb.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and guess what? I'm putting you on the do not read list. So.
Oh, don't do it, Fred.
No, I just... I
he think, might be a nice guy.
No, he's a deluded turd.
He's had a bad thought.
He's a deluded turd.
All right, fine. You know what's not? Triangle Energy. Triangle Energy is bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo game days, guys, and they're giving the Houstonians the power to win. The power to win. Free electricity for a year. How about that? Who doesn't want that? Here's how it works. You sign up for any Power to Win electricity plan. They're going to give you 2 Dynamo game tickets and 2 t-shirts, and you're going to be automatically enrolled to win free electricity for a year. Every time the Dynamo wins a home game, Triangle's going to draw a lucky fan or customer to win a year of free electricity. You can enter to win by texting the word POWER to 77177. Visit TriEagleEnergy.com to learn more. That's POWER to 77177. TriEagleEnergy.com. If you sign up there, use promo code ESPN, you'll get an additional discount. That's Triangle Energy's POWER to win. Learn more at TriEagleEnergy.com. PUCT license number 10064.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Maybe 4-1 was a good price on the Astros. I just got some updated odds. They're 1.5 now.
1.5 for the AL?
For the AL pennant.
Oof.
Yankees 3-1, Sox 6-1, Rays 6-1, Twins 6.5-1. Indians 15-1.
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, I'm passing on that. I don't usually like playing those future bets.
So I don't either.
Your money's tied up, and plus it's baseball. I do play a few. Some years I'll play win totals, but I didn't this year. Because I probably would have gone under on the Astros, and that's not looking really good right now. Because I thought that total was so ridiculously high. Got our buddy Raheel, who's out of Ratchet Hatchet.
What's up, Fred? What's up, AJ?
Hey, Raheel. How's it going, man?
Man, you know what? It's a great day out here at Ratchet Hatchet. I'm just axe throwing, and I wish you guys could be out here with me.
Why?
Because it's BYOB, and you can bring your friends. You can bring all the office if you want. We've got food from Cowboys and Indians. We got some quesadillas. And also, Ratchet Hatchet is the place right now. Come by. We've got a lot of great giveaways. We got tickets to the Prince Experience. We've got some, you know what? We might even have a little few drinks for you here if you want. We've got some t-shirts. We've got great giveaways again. RatchetHatchet.com is the website. You can learn about it. Man, it's a great date night if you want to showcase to a brand new love why you are it, why you are the masculine animal. You come out and do some axe throwing, okay? Or if you want to showcase to your wife that why she needs to stop acting up a little bit, sure, axe throwing. And you can also bring out your whole office here. The website is Ratchet Hatchet, right here on the wall. It's on the second floor. You'll see it. We're here until 7 p.m., so come say hi.
Have you thrown any axes yet?
Not yet. I'm warming up my shoulders because, you know, the problem is I don't know if I'm ready because I'm going to be so good at it. I don't know if I'm ready to decommit from this life and become an axe thrower.
So I threw a couple overhand. And then, by the way, you've got to go 2 hands instead of 1 hand. But okay. Then I randomly just picked up an axe and, you know, I was there with my wife and our friends and all our kids. So there was 8 of us there. And I took the axe and I just kind of flicked it underhanded, hit the bullseye upside down. Everyone was just, it was my best shot of the day and it was on total accident. So if you can do that, if you can underhand it, and whip it up there and stick it, that's when you're a real man, Raheel, just so you know.
Okay. All right. That's the plan. So, yeah, come on out if you're listening. Let's see if you can hit it underhand with me. And that's an axle, not something else.
No, I know what you're talking about. We know what you're talking about. That's Raheel. Thank you.
All right. Later.
Yeah, I wouldn't want the top of the axe. I wouldn't want to throw it underhanded using the top of the axe.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, that could get tricky. But sounds like a fun time, man. I'm going to have to go check that place out at some point. And Cowboys and Indians. Food from there. I try the non-quesadillas. Really like those. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Did you see the Jeopardy guy keeps winning?
Keeps winning.
24 in a row. Of course, he's 50 wins behind the legend.
Yeah.
But he's catching him in money. He won $86,000 Monday night. I don't know what he did yesterday, but he's totaled $1.8 and is now $653,000 behind Jennings. And what's funny is, I don't know if you saw the photo of basically the two people who he crushed, and they're just looking at him like, what the? Because he was sitting on $55,895. The lady had $6,600, and the guy had $12,400. So he's just crushing souls. So, yeah.
That was a close one.
Well, we'll see how long this lasts. I'm actually interested now in watching some of this, but it just comes on at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I guess I could record it, but I don't know if I care that much. But it is getting kind of, you start getting into these kind of numbers, it's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah. I mean, he's the second most prolific Jeopardy-er of all time.
Were you ever a big Jeopardy guy?
No, I don't really like it. I mean, I'll watch it every once in a while. Jeopardy has a way of making me feel dumb.
Well, it doesn't help that Trebek makes you feel dumb.
Yeah.
Because when somebody misses something, it's like, no.
But I always think, oh, I could do that. And then I'll sit down and I'll play and then I'll hit it. I'll get a couple of them right. And then I'm like, oh, I'd be up this much right now. And then I'll get one wrong. And then it's like one wrong one wipes out all that I'd won. And it's like, damn it. It's frustrating.
I'm
more of a Price is Right man,
well,
as
I,
you know.
Yeah.
Or Wheel of Fortune. I can do Wheel of Fortune. I'm pretty good at that.
I actually do really well at Jeopardy until you get to Final Jeopardy. Like, oh. I would be that guy who had the lead and would choke it every single time. I never get those questions. Even the sports questions that they've had as Final Jeopardy, it's stuff I don't know. It's like cricket. And so, yeah, I never.
That's how they trick you. They're like, Final Jeopardy will be sports games. And you're like, I'll risk it all.
I got this.
Who was the top rated female pool player, nine ball billiards, in 1976, who went on to advocate for nine ball becoming an Olympic sport?
Which woman's equestrian rider won the gold medal in the 1966 Olympics?
I could see if it was Final Jeopardy, AJ just writing, that's not a sport. If it was like a WNBA question, just that's not sports.
Oh, so I've got a new study for you on the 10 things that stress, 10 tech stresses that frustrate Americans the most. Now, for me, it's back in website stuff, but
yeah.
For the average person, number one on the list, Wi-Fi issues. I think that frustrates all of us. I've gotten so spoiled, especially if you're on an airplane and the Wi-Fi is slow, and you're like, talk about a third world problem. You're on Wi-Fi on an airplane. Inability to connect to a Wi-Fi hotspot. That frustrates me, especially if we're on location. Connection but no internet.
Oh, I hate that when it says it's working and it's not.
Yeah. Slow downloads or buffering. Yeah. Login sign-up problems. I don't usually have that.
I don't either.
Battery dying when you need it the most.
That happens to me every day now. I'm like in that range where I need to buy a new laptop, and my battery sucks on this one, but I'm not going to replace the battery on it because I just need a new laptop, but I'm trying to ride this one out a little while longer. You know,
yeah.
When you get in that weird zone. So
I mean, these
basically like the last segment of every show, I have to go and grab my power charger from my office and bring it in here.
So how long have you had that one?
Let me look it up. You know, if you hit the Apple and you say about this Mac, it'll tell you like.
Oh, really?
When you got your computer. I got this in mid-2012.
Okay. Yeah, it should be good for at least the end of the year, I would think.
I mean, 7 years. But that was
part of the selling point for a Mac. It's supposed to last you that long.
Yeah. And I mean, it will.
That's why I switched from all those Dells, because they would only last me a year, year and a half. So I spent real money on a Mac.
But still, 7 years is a long time for a piece of technology.
It's a good run.
Yeah.
Not a great run, but a good run. Computer app or program crashes.
I hate that.
Yeah. Forgetting password. I don't do that anymore because I just.
You autosave
them. I autosave them in Safari and use their strong passwords. Viruses, security issues. I don't really have those either.
I don't get those either.
And then low battery charging issues, which I don't know how it's different from battery. Well, I guess low battery and having problems charging it. But the top five most frustrating tech devices: smartphone.
Okay.
Laptop.
Yeah.
Internet router.
Okay.
Tablet. Streaming devices.
I don't really have trouble with any of that. I mean, with streaming devices. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really have that many. I haven't had a lot of tech troubles lately, knock on wood.
Yeah, me either. So
I'm sure they're coming.
Yeah, now that we brought it up, it's gonna happen. what are the odds of a Texans player popping for roids under Coach Cushing?
Oh no. Don't put that juju on them.
Well, as long as he doesn't put that never mind.
See what you did there.
Brother Bear says, I cannot tell a lie. What are the odds? Jeopardy makes me feel like a dumb.
Yeah, it makes everybody feel dumb. It's all right. You're a genius.
Well, I've seen some pretty smart people on there look really stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
Just watch Kids Jeopardy. It makes you feel smart.
No, I don't. I'm not watching kids on TV. Get out of here.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Depends on the fifth grader. Depends on what they ask me.
Yeah.
If they're asking a fifth grader who's studying quantum physics, the fifth grader's going to win. But my favorite, though, is you'll have this really smart person, usually a mousy-looking woman with glasses who's like a professor of sociology somewhere, and she's killing it. And then she gets to the sports thing and tries to answer sports questions, and they're always silly. It's like, what is the name of the Toronto baseball franchise? Oh, that's the Maple Leafs. Oh. No, I'm sorry. All right. Quick break.
I've seen this post from I flipped over to Facebook, which I rarely get on during the show because sometimes you find a gem on there. And this person that I went to high school with said, she's missing her dogs. She went home and her dogs aren't there. I wish I had more recent pictures of my dogs. These are the two dogs that are missing right now. If anyone's seen them, please let me know. They never leave the yard, so I'm afraid someone possibly took them. It's two raggedy-ass chihuahuas.
Oh, God.
Like chihuahua got mixes.
Yeah,
like,
no one is, took them.
No one's getting into your yard to steal those dogs. Trust me, honey. No,
I guarantee you.
That's disgusting.
That's a hawk's breakfast is what that
probably
is.
Probably. An owl.
Yeah.
Got their ass kicked by a medium-sized squirrel.
I don't know, man. Those are vicious little critters.
Yeah.
I don't think a squirrel's going to get it
squirrel
done.
Squirrel might not, but an owl, for sure. A falcon, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'd take those things. Oh, you mean a real
falcon. Yeah.
So one Fred says, Fred, I've never seen you without a hat. You're not nearly as ugly as I thought. I guess watching on the stream.
What are you watching?
Well, I mean,
is that what Brandon did? Did he put a filter on you?
Maybe. I've been doing more meetings, and which means I kind of feel stupid wearing a hat to meetings. Yeah, like I don't mind like our Monday meeting.
Yeah,
it's fine if I want to show up in a baseball cap. That's cool. But when I'm actually out trying to do business, I don't like that. Somebody says there was a lady last week that thought running back was a hockey position. Yeah, probably that lady exists in like every state in America, and I guarantee you every single one of them has been on Jeopardy at one point or another. And yeah, all right, I just offended a bunch of people, I'm sure. We're gonna take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. James Harden wants to play basketball with your kids.
Okay.
Yeah. James Harden wants to play basketball with your kids. Attend the James Harden Basketball Pro Camp in partnership with Kroger. Presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, kids in grades 1st through 12th can join James June 20th and 21st at the MI3 Center. Head to ESPN.com to register to win a spot for one lucky kid to join James and his Houston area coaches for small group instruction on basketball fundamentals and fun.
All right.
I think we should just go into the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. If you got kids in the car and you don't want to explain what this device is,
then
you might
want
to turn it down. A group of champion female squash players were not happy with the prizes they received from a Spanish tournament. The Asturias Squash Championship was a lady named Elizabeth Sadu Garriga. She got her prize along with runner-up Olaya Fernandez-Lentz. And the third and fourth place finishers also were given gifts. The prizes for the four included a Pure Fantasy vibrator from Durex, a waxing set, and an electronic exfoliator for their feet. I don't know what that is. But the vibrator is sold as an elegant personal stimulator designed to give you sensual pleasure. The winners reportedly filed a complaint with the country's Squash Federation for sexism and discrimination. They described them as degrading, shocking, harmful, inconceivable, but sadly real. Three people involved in organizing the tournament reportedly have handed in their resignations. So, now in a lot of sports, if you have some kind of tournament, like the World Poker Tour, Hublot gives you a watch.
Okay.
So were these guys sponsoring the tournament?
Maybe.
And so they automatically get this for winning? Is it?
I don't see what the problem with that prize is. Like, sometimes in a goodie bag, you're going to get things that you want. Sometimes you're going to get things you don't want as much.
Squash Federation spokeswoman Maribel Toyos.
Are you a good squash player?
I don't think I've ever played squash in my life. I play a lot of racquetball.
Okay.
I like racquetball. Unfortunately, there's no place left to play in this city. I used to, the 24-hour I used to go to that had one, I had friends I'd play with, they turned it into a CrossFit thing, so it's not there anymore.
Gotcha.
But she said they were only responsible for providing the trophies, not the prizes, adding that what happened was shameful. It's the height of sexism.
Shame.
We had no idea that the women were going to receive these gifts. It makes no sense for the club to apologize, but at the same time, say the gifts are not sexist. Hmm. Interesting. So, I guess you could say the club could have squashed that whole thing.
Stop.
That's the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Oh, boy. Do you think male squat? No, I'm not reading that one. Okay, that's three at 5:52. I think we're on to
that one hurt a little.
Okay. So yeah, I don't know. I think if someone did a cycle in the off season with Cushing and gets a similar suspension that Julian Edelman got last year, I'd be totally down with one of our slot guys beefing up QT and Fuller. Yeah, but if you throw the four games they'll miss for the suspension in with the
yeah, now you're adding suspension to their injuries.
Yeah, the eight they're going to miss during the season.
They're going to hardly ever play.
Yeah. Oh, man. I almost feel ashamed for that Gym of the Day. We got a little basketball news to get to. Well, we mentioned Juwan Howard is going to get that job. Be interested to see what happens. Grizzlies apparently are going to draft your guy Morant and try to trade Mike Conley.
I think it's a good move.
Yeah, I started paying attention to that guy about halfway through the season when you were talking about him. And yeah, I think he's got a chance to be really, really good.
I do too. So. He's my favorite player in the draft. But, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to project what these guys will be at the next level. I think I like Zion. I just don't like Zion as much as everyone else loves Zion.
So you'd feel better about that pick.
I like Morant. I just watching them play, I'd rather have Morant. Today's NBA, a guy like Morant to me does you better than a 6'6" power forward.
Apparently, one of the teams planning to make a play for Anthony Davis, the Nets.
Yeah, good luck.
And
I've heard the Nets in on Kevin Durant too lately.
Well, apparently the latest in the Kevin Durant story, which changes every day, it seems like, is that it's down to the Clippers or the Knicks, and that they're both about 50-50.
Okay.
If he goes to the Clippers, does that change your opinion of?
No.
Of can they beat the Warriors?
Do I think the Clippers are better than the Warriors? No.
Interesting.
I mean, the Warriors were better than the Thunder when the Thunder had Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. That's now, true. Kevin Durant and Patrick Beverley are supposed to scare me?
Well, I mean, I think if they lost both him and Klay Thompson.
Now, it's a different conversation, but I don't think that's going to happen.
And a lot of people asking, what happened to your guy Sage Northcutt?
Sage Northcutt went up against Sage Northcutt's a striker. And he's been saying he wants to fight a striker, someone who's not going to be looking to take him down. And he was excited about fighting in one because there was going to be no weight cutting and he was going to come in strong and healthy. And he fought Cosmo Alexandre, who is a much higher level striker than Sage Northcutt. And he broke Sage Northcutt's face. And knocked him out. I think he had 9 hours of surgery.
Jeez.
Yeah, it did not go well.
Well, and that wasn't even UFC, right?
No, it was one FC. Sage left the UFC to go out there. Demetrius Johnson, same boat. Like when those guys kind of they bolted, that's where they went. And it's I mean, there's some high level MMA there, but yeah.
Mine was something random here. Is there still a purpose for movie theaters? In your lifetime, can you see theaters going away?
I don't know. I mean, they when I think about how much money these movies make on theatrical releases, it's hard for me to see them going away.
Yeah, although I'm pretty old and I still enjoy going every now and then. You throw in the IMAX stuff, you throw in 3D, there's so many, and I still every now and then, I don't go to as many, and you know, I'm about as tied to Netflix and Prime and all that stuff as anyone alive these days. But every now and then, like when Endgame came out, I was going to be there. You know, same. When the Deadpools came out, I was going to be there. There's still two.
I still enjoy a movie.
There's still a couple movies a year that. Yeah, and sometimes it's just a good afternoon date thing that we go do. Is let's say, hey, let's go to a movie and go have a nice dinner. And but I'm old and grew up with those. But I still like to see things on the big screen sometimes. You know, it's as big a screen as I have at home.
It's a different experience. I don't see them going away anytime soon.
Okay, we're now getting into close to record territory.
And I don't think so.
An hour to go. The record's 6. You just dropped 4.
Okay. I think I'm probably done for the day.
Yeah, I don't know. I have my doubts.
All right, guys. Guess what is going on at Carbach? 4th of July. We are going to be partying at Carbach with Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Cheap Trick. How about that? Raise a glass to the land of the free and the home of the brave. Thursday, July 4th out at the brewery. They're going to be honoring our nation's birthday and honoring Cheap Trick. They're going to bring a full headline set to the big stage. Surrender, I Want You to Want Me, Dream Police. They're going to play them all. Wear your red, white, and blue. Enjoy some great food and cold beer. And watch the sunset and fireworks light up the sky. It's a family-friendly event. Free parking, $5 craft beer, food trucks, free entry for children under 12. Doors open at 6. Tickets are available this Friday. May 24th at 10 a.m. at CarbachBrewing.com. You're going to want to get those tickets ASAP. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to keep up with everything they've got going on at the brewery, at the restaurant, with all the concerts that they've got going on out there. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach. We could be legends after all.
ESPN 97.5.